Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Kate Constable and Matt Horner, and we have a Thursday night football odds boost for all of you today for tomorrow night for Jets Patriots, and this is on Aaron Rodgers to have over 199.5 passing yards and over 1.5 passing touchdowns tomorrow night, boosted to plus 200 at Caesars. What do you think of this boost?
So this is an interesting one because Aaron Rodgers has not topped 199.5 yards or gotten to the 200 yard mark in either of his first two games. 167 yards against San Francisco, 176 against Tennessee. He did throw two touchdowns against Tennessee. So we saw him look a little bit more comfortable in that second game of the season, just kind of getting back into the flow of things after missing an entire year. So I would expect that trend to kind of keep continuing. The Patriots' run defense is actually really good. It's their pass defense, their secondary, that's a little bit poor. So this is an opportunity for Aaron Rodgers to throw downfield, kind of attack that secondary, and hopefully get over these marks this week. You're getting plus 200. I think it's a decent bet, Matt.
Yeah, for plus 200, I don't mind it. I mean, I will probably be fading the Jets just because I feel like everybody is going to be on them because it is Aaron Rodgers. But this isn't really asking much, honestly, of Rodgers. And if you're going to give me plus 200 odds at Caesars, you know, maybe like a half unit on that, I wouldn't mind that.
Love that. Get it on this boost, plus 200 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on this NFL season from all of us at BetQL. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at @sharp_side_, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today, I'm going to baseball, and I'm taking Juan Soto to hit a home run. He just hit a home run yesterday. He has two home runs in his last six games for 40 home runs this season. Against Bryce Miller, he has two home runs already in just three at-bats. So pretty much everything he's ever done against Bryce Miller has been hitting a home run. And Bryce Miller has allowed three home runs over his last five starts. So I am taking Juan Soto to hit a home run tonight.
Love it, Lucy. I'm going to go back to this Thursday night football game because I think this line is going to, or this number is going to continue to go up. I'm going to take Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson to go over 15.5 carries. I've already seen it. You can get that at BetMGM right now, 15.5. I've already seen it up to 16.5 and even 17.5 at some places. So I would jump on this fairly quickly. New England, they're top five in the league in run frequency over the first two games of the season, small sample size, but I think they're going to rely heavily on that in this game, especially with Jermaine Johnson out for the Jets with that Achilles injury. He's one of their best pass rushers, and then they still don't have Hassan Reddick. So the pass rush for or the run defense for the Jets, I think, is going to be lacking a little bit. And in these past two games, Stevenson, 46 carries total. He's had at least 20 carries in both games for over 200, just over 200 yards. And the Jets have given up a lot on the ground recently. 28 carries, 147 yards to Jordan Madison in week one. 180 yards total on the ground to the 49ers. And then Tony Pollard had 17 carries for 62 yards last week against this Jets team. So I think the Patriots are going to rely heavily on Stevenson, and they don't really have anyone else in the backfield. So he's going to get basically all the carries. 15.5 is not that big of a number. So I will take the over on that.
Okay. There you go. Love that one. I was pretty much unstoppable this past weekend in the NFL.
Yes.
I went 10-1 on my bets. Literally couldn't miss a bet.
That's wild. Considering how the NFL has been so far. With
you were, what, 8-0, Matt?
I literally, the only bet I lost was Cincinnati money line for like a sprinkle to win a unit on the plus money. And that was obviously a heartbreaker, but other than that, I won every spread bet last weekend, because if you faded the public, you literally cashed in for just extravagant amounts of money. And I did that as well. It was fantastic. Won lots of money while I was in Florida on vacation. It can't get much better than that. So let's see if we can do the same this weekend. I'm going to take the first one I took a look at, Tennessee Titans minus 2.5. It's only available in one place, FanDuel at minus 120 right now. It's minus three everywhere else. So getting the 2.5 obviously is more advantageous there. They're facing the Packers in Tennessee. The Packers, we took them last week because Malik Willis, nobody would have wanted a piece of the Packers last week against the Colts because the Colts competed with the Texans and nobody wants to bet on Malik Willis. They won outright. We all knew that was going to happen. So now they go into Tennessee, a team that's 0-2. Will Levis keeps throwing terrible interceptions, fumbling the ball. He's a disaster. Everybody hates him, right? Nobody likes them. The Packers ran all over the Colts last week. So naturally, what is the public going to think? Will Levis, why is he a favorite? No way. I'm going to take the points with the Packers because they can run the ball, right? I don't want any part of the Tennessee Titans. They're 0-2. Yeah, I want them. I want them. I want the Tennessee Titans. I think they're going to win their first game this weekend against the Green Bay Packers. So give me them at 2.5, even minus three. I mean, you risk the push there, but 2.5, if you can get that number, I would take it here with the Titans.
Love that. Love that extravagance and the opulence in which Matt is living now because of all the bets he has been winning. Good for you, Matt. That is the strategy to go with.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, fade the public.
That's how I bet the NFL, and it works quite a bit. Just, you know, the sports.
You're the only one winning, Matt. I am not. I am not seeing many wins across the board for anybody.
Yeah, the sports book that the Vegas doesn't keep building casinos if they lost every weekend. So you know, if you fade the public, you fade the money, you're gonna win.
Love that. Love that. Listen to Matt and get in on all of our bets. So listen to all of us as well. And the Odds Boost +200 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.